The reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man. That's a quote by George Bernard Shaw. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hidden Why podcast, episode 403, my book reflections. My name's Lee Martinuzzi, the host of the show, and I am grateful that you've taken the time out to join me for today's book reflection. Guys, here at The Hidden Why, I'm all about inspiring and teaching others to live their life with greater passion and purpose. And to do that, I really believe we need to connect within. We need to discover our why and use that to navigate our lives with greater purpose towards more freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. Every Friday on the show, guys, I get to review a book that I've read that's provided me some insights and value in my life, and in reflecting on it, I hope it helps you as well. If this book sounds of interest, please make sure you go to thehiddenwhy.com and use the Amazon link for me. It helps support the show. You can do all your Amazon purchases through that link there. And also, guys, if you like it, leave your comments in the comments field. I would love to hear anything else from you, any feedback, any suggestions, any other thoughts for the show that you might have. You can reach me using the channels, Facebook, Twitter, and even my email address, thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. Other than that, guys, enjoy this book reflection. The book is Originals, How Nonconformists Move the World by Adam Grant. It's a cracker. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hidden Why podcast. Lee Martinuzzi here. I hope you're rad. I hope you're having a great day wherever you are. I'm sitting here. It's early morning. I'm a little bit crazy right now. Just sipping on my green tea, feeling the energy of the morning wake up adrenaline rushing through the body as I get ready for the day. So I thought I'd punch out this episode for you about a book I've just read that has given me some value. It's given me a lot of value. I think it's a great book. It's by Adam Grant. The first book by Adam Grant I've read. I know he's got a few out there. And I've just received another one by himself and another author as well. So I'm looking forward to reading that and reviewing it here on the show. Today's book is called Originals, How Nonconformists Move the World. And again, it is by Adam Grant. In this book, Adam explores what it takes to be original. It's a compelling read that disrupts the conventional thinking as it relates to what makes anything unique and original. Adam's research highlights how we can break conformity to generate new ideas. I think the greatest message this book shares is that originality is what helps individuals go and society and the world as a whole continue to advance. Nothing new eventuates from accepting what is. There is no progress in doing what we've always done. If we wish to better our lives, if we wish to challenge how the world is, then we have to challenge our thoughts. We have to challenge our beliefs and behaviors. If we want to change the world, improve the status quo, and exist with greater peace and happiness, accepting the problems that we face will not solve anything. Progress will be had by rejecting the norm, challenging those problems, and thinking originally. And I believe that's the message that really Adam Grant shares in this book. We live in societies, cultures, and households that request conformity. You know, conformity is certainly among us, and conformity has some positives. It helps keep things in order. It helps keep things operating smoothly. Yet we know that those who go against the grain, those who break the rules, those who refuse confinement and importantly allow space, time, and patience to contemplate the larger issues, the bigger problems that we might be facing are generally the ones that have the greatest impact, not only in their own lives, but to the world. They are the shifters, the shakers, the disruptors. They are the Martin Luther Kings, the Elon Musks, and the Tony Robbins. They are the humble folks, the mums and dads, the childrens that can't bear to stand by and watch issues remain that perhaps could otherwise be removed. And so they stand up, they fight, they rebel, they ask questions, they dream and wonder, what if something could be different? What if I did something different? And how might that benefit myself, my own life, or the rest of the world? Here's a great quote by John F. Kennedy that I think sums up conformity beautifully, and that is that conformity is the jailer of freedom and the enemy of growth. Conformity is the jailer of freedom and the enemy of growth. Think about your life and how conformity restricts your freedom, how conformity restricts your growth. It's absolutely evident all around us, and once we can start recognizing that and becoming aware of that, perhaps we can then start breaking those chains of conformity in our own lives too. On a side tangent though, let's get back to the book. Adam explores many ideas that have had great success, really good ideas that have just rocketed off, to those that have failed or become less prosperous. For example, he researches the online eyewear retailer Warby Parker that challenged the expensive and often difficult process that was required to get subscription eyewear. And they won. It was done by a group of young gentlemen who all had glasses, I believe, or had to wear glasses. And they wanted to change that process. They were sick and tired of the expensive, I think they were university students, they were sick and tired of the costly process that was behind getting eyewear, and thought there must be an easier way for everyone. And so they found it, figured it out, and made it public, and had great success. So there's one good idea that had good success. To another successful idea, perhaps, or potentially successful idea that didn't take off. Even Steve Jobs backed this one, and that was Segway. Segway came out, and they just didn't really have the right idea. It was not the idea that was such the problem, it was the actual how. And I think, you know, Adam Grant really explores those in greater detail as to what made them successful and what made them unsuccessful. So I think that's really great. And how Adam explores this research is very beneficial, highlighting the key takeaways so we can incorporate those ideas into our own lives as well, into our own ideas that we might be coming up with too. At the end of this book, Adam closes with actions for impact targeted at three particular groups. And those are the individuals, so myself, the leaders, and the parents and teachers. So he's broken basically the main content. He's encapsulated it at the end of this book into a few couple of takeaway points that we can all, you know, use to find that originality in our own lives, whether we're a parent, a teacher, a leader, or just ourselves in our everyday life. Here's a few points that might benefit the individual that I thought I'd just share with you, and I think they give us some gold, and you can, you know, hopefully this encourages you to pick up a copy and read it for yourself to find out what it all means. I won't go into detail in explaining these, I'll just read them as dot point. So the first one is question the default. Ask why. How can things improve? So again, don't just accept things as they are. Question it. If you think there might be an alternative, a possible solution, question it. Ask why. I think if we can question, use that word to question everything in our lives, why, we'll find greater purpose. And perhaps overcome our issues and find greater effectiveness too. The next one is triple the work, increase our ideas. So, you know, James Altucher talks about this, the idea machine. Write down 10 ideas a day. Don't just think of an idea when it comes up. Get into the practice of writing your ideas down, and eventually you'll write down a gold idea that maybe you can just take that step further and into reality. But triple the work as well. Put out more content than what the others are doing. And in doing so, you'll increase the hours. It's that 10,000 hour rule. By putting more out there, generally the people that have the original thoughts seem to come up with those by doing that. You know, the Einsteins of the world that have all these ideas, all the inventors, you know, they seem to just push all these ideas out there, and eventually they get one that just makes it makes an unbelievable impact. And it's not that they just had that one idea, they had thousands of others that never took off. They just had that one idea. So his research sort of indicated that if we just triple the work we do, triple the increase of our ideas, will have potentially more probability of finding the one that's really original and that's quite successful. Immerse ourselves in new domains. There is power in diverse experience. So don't just get stuck in your own environment, because it's conducive generally then to a specific set of thoughts and behaviors. So go out there. You know, he explores people that travel and go to different cultures. They can generally find out, you know, original ideas doing that. So again, just shaking things up, just moving things around a bit and changing the nature of the experience. Procrastinate strategically. Here's a really good insight. Procrastination perhaps is okay, but it's procrastinating strategically that is really important. Break, contemplate, and give ideas time to breathe. Sometimes that's the gold thing about procrastination. It allows us to really reflect a little bit deeper rather than just taking action that perhaps could have benefited from a little more contemplation. So there is some beauty in procrastination, and I think he explores what that really means in this book well. Be open to seeking feedback from others, and seek diverse feedback. You know, seek a diverse audience. Don't just set your feedback based on your wife or your mum or your dad. Obviously, go out there and seek feedback from a variety of people, and that'll help sort of breathe more originality into your ideas. balance risk across the board, and this was a really good point. Originals are not all risk takers, I believe. Originals, and I think Adam really researches this well. The originals seem to minimize the risks. You know, they don't just jump ship and quit their job to try something new. They balance that. They continue their current path whilst they're trying something new, testing it out, as the boys from Warby Parker did as well. They continued their studies whilst, launching this company. Dare to disagree, challenge your ideas. Don't let your ideas, just because we're stuck in our thought patterns, challenge them. How could they? What are the negatives in them? And what are the flaws in them? You know, it's so easy to be biased in our own ideas and think they're great. And that's again why it's good to seek feedback from others. You know, where's the problems with the ideas? And that might just help us strengthen the concept or the idea even more. Make your ideas familiar. People love familiarity. Manage emotions and direct them for purposeful outcomes, not negative. I think that's really important, and it becomes about being emotionally aware. We can become quite emotional, whether that's excited or whether that's angry, whatever it might be, and they can sort of cause us to take actions and behaviors that perhaps aren't conducive for the direction of our originality. So really use them in more constructed manners to help us take the ideas further. And finally, take initiative, take action, without saying. That's what it requires with anything to get out there. We need to take action. If you want to be original, you need to take action in your own way. So finally, I'd like to close this book reflection with what Adam closed with in his book that I think, again, summarizes the benefits of his work. And that is that people strive for freedom. Those people that strive for freedom and happiness, they don't embrace conformity, but rather they challenge it. And while these paths may be like trying to swim against the current and marked by constant battle as they strive to make things better, they eventually find purpose, fulfillment, and happiness. And when they succeed, this strengthens that position. Here's a quote from Adam that I'd like to leave you with, and that is, becoming original is not the easiest path in the pursuit of happiness, but it leaves us perfectly poised for happiness of pursuit. Guys, it's a really cool book. Check it out, thehiddenwhy.com, episode 403. You can use the links there to pick up a copy through Amazon again. And also, if you're interested in picking up the Audible copy, which I actually listened to this book, it's a great read in Audible. And you can do that. I've got a deal with Audible, so you can get 2 free books when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. So if you're not yet a member, do that. If you're a member already, just use the link there. Help support the show. Guys, that's it from me. You know what to do. You need to go out there, breathe more passion into every single moment, do everything with greater purpose, and in doing so, discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why. My name is Lee Martinuzzi. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon. There you have it, gang. That's today's episode done. What did you think? Did you enjoy it? Did it bring you some value? I'd love to hear from you. Make sure you jump onto thehiddenwhy.com to this episode and leave your comments in the fields below. Also, connect with me, guys, while you're there. Facebook, Twitter, and my email address, thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you guys. I'd love to hear about what you're passionate about, what brings you joy in life. So connect with me there, guys, any way you wish. Also, guys, I want to ask you, before you go, for a huge, huge, huge favor. And the favor is simple. It's just to go to thehiddenwhy.com and subscribe to my newsletter. And here's why. I want to keep you up to date on a project that I've been working on. For the last year, I've been writing my newest book called The Ultimate Life Map. It's really about helping people align their lives with their purpose, with their why, so they can live more truly, freely, fulfilled, and happy. That's what it's all about. So if I can get into more hands, then I can help more people with that. But in doing so, the funds from this book, guys, I'm going to launch a project to help raise funds to support a third world community, to build skills there, to help these children that aren't as privileged as we are, that don't have all the resources that we have, so they can set themselves up and hopefully live towards a more promising life as well. So guys, I really want to ask for your help, and the best thing you can do for me right now is just to subscribe to my newsletter. Jump online, subscribe to the newsletter, and that way I can keep you up to date with what's going on, guys. You can help me really, you know, spread the message, get this book out there into more hands, and in doing so, we can raise funds to support this community. I've got a couple of options there now, so more information on that to come as well. But guys, that's my favour from you today. Please just jump online, subscribe to my newsletter so I can keep you posted with this project. I'm really passionate about it, guys, and it'd be really great if you can support me with this. That's it from me, guys. You know what to do. You need to go out there, breathe more passion into every single moment. You need to do everything with greater purpose, and in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is Lee Marnutzi. Thank you. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon.